Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up?
Sports time. You're right. It is time for sports, so let's do sports.
There we go. Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Push the damn button. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, yeah, I could use a good, delicious Bud product, well, they got you covered right there. Boom.
I just scrolled by this, and I want to share this with you because this is absolutely ridiculous, dude. And it's just a picture, but I'm going to tell you what the picture explains. This is the Kansas City Buffalo game over the weekend, the most ridiculous football game that anybody has ever watched in their entire life, probably. Yeah. Yeah. So this is what it is. Kansas City, 26 points in the fourth quarter with 1:54 to go. Let me say that one more time. Kansas City has 26 points in the fourth quarter with 1:54 to go. Final score, 42 points in overtime. Final score in overtime.
It's bananas.
154 left, and they end up with 42 points.
Yeah.
What? Dude, that is just craziness. The NFL is just absolutely bonkers.
It's loaded,
it has
man.
Been bonkers all year, dude. You know what it is? Everybody's good. Everybody in every single position is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they know how to do their job very, very well. So now it's just a chess game.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to a chess game, it always comes down to it, you know? And it just showed it this past weekend.
It's all year long, I should say. What team is going to screw up just once?
Dude, it comes down to like special teams something.
Yeah.
It's like one little mistake literally can throw the game down. And I love that because it is so – the precision, it's awesome. It's fun to watch.
Yep. I agree. I
wanted to share that with you. Moving on, more pro football. After 16 years in New Orleans, Saints head coach Sean Payton decided to step away. 58-year-old, who is the winningest coach in franchise history and led the team to its first Super Bowl win 2009, is leaving the job after the Saints finished the season 9-8, missed the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. There's talks of him possibly going to work for one of the TV networks. So, you like Sean Payton?
Yeah, he's not bad. I mean,
Didn't he get in trouble for a little while for something? It was like something. What was that? It wasn't cheating or something or something? It was kind of sketchy.
I don't remember.
I'm not trying to put a bad name on the guy.
No, I don't. He actually applied for the Packer job and lost out to Mike McCarthy. Yeah.
Oh.
Think about that. Think about if it would have been different with Sean Payton in Mike McCarthy's spot. I mean, granted, McCarthy got us to a Super Bowl, but maybe it would have been much different. Maybe we would have multiple Super Bowls. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Moving on. Last story here. Gambling. What? Lawmakers in Hawaii are getting closer to legalizing sports betting in the state. But there might be a big catch here, Brock. They're debating a bill that would set the tax rate on all winnings at what percent do you think?
46%.
55.
Wow.
As in you keep 45% of the winnings of your ticket. Government gets 55% of the winnings.
Wow.
How is that even a thing? It's not fair.
And you,
why are you,
it's your,
why are you
it,
even gambling?
Your state, you can do what you want with it, I guess. So yeah, who would want to gamble? Maybe that'll curb gambling. I don't know. Because you think about it, though. People.
Whatever happened to, like, the one for you, one for me, one for you? No.
Yeah, that's
the government is three for me, one half for you, actually.
It's always been that way. Are you kidding me? It's the government, man. They've been
sucks.
They've been making us grab our ankles since 1776. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They're trying to curb gambling, and they still want to get in on it. Or they know when people are in Hawaii, they're on vacation, and they are spending like they're on vacation. It's like, oh, we're on vacation. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
So there you go. Gambling to finish your sports this morning. It's Wednesday. What else you got?
Clickety clack. Oh, that's good enough, buddy. We don't expect much from you, so it's okay. It's okay. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Getting close, man.
I've been seeing more previews for it. I'm excited about it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. the college kid in me that remembers sitting in our dorm room commissary watching that, the DVDs on Friday night, you know, drinking beers and everything.
My brother and I used to walk around with mom's handy cam and redo some of the stunts.
Hi, I'm so mom. This is Jackass.
Exactly. Perfect. So my mom watched it, and she's like, what are you guys doing? You're going to hurt yourself. Give me the camera back.
Give me the camera. You're done. Yeah. Anyway, your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Township. If you could combine two animals, any two, what two would be the funniest to combine?
It's a weird topic.
Let's take a couple phone calls here and see what you got. WIRX, hello.
Now, this might be funny, but this actually, I think, is a true breed. Wiener dog and a pit bull.
A wiener pit bull. What, does it have a specific name?
Yeah, the wiener pit.
Wiener pit. I mean, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny.
If you go on Google, look it up, it's got the big head of the wiener, or of the pit bull, with the small little stumpy legs of the wiener dog.
I like the stumpy legs. You got me sold there. I'm going to go look that up. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
I'm looking at it right now, and that is that's a ridiculous looking dog. That dog does not look happy.
Yeah. A wiener pit?
Huh? Isn't that where your mom goes on Friday nights?
Hey, shut up. When did you shut? A wiener pit.
The face of this pit bull is like, really, guys? This is the body you put me on? This is it?
You know, a wiener dog.
You know,
like, how did that?
You know what it looks like, Hunter? Oh my God! It looks like, you know, in The Mask.
The Mask. I know exactly where you're going.
If you don't have time to look it up, and you've seen The Mask starring Jim Carrey,
when the dog puts the mask,
dude,
on,
that's exactly
that
what it looks like. That's exactly funny. What it looks like. It's spot on. Spot on.
Milo.
No, not the keys. All right, let's take another phone call. WIRX, hello.
Hey. Yes, the animal combinations. I've given this a lot of thought. If I ever become a billionaire, I'm going to start a breeding program for corgi-wolf combination and also kangaroo-elk. They would chase each other through the forest, creating quite the spectacle.
Wow. All right, so corgi-wolves and kangaroo-elk. The corgi-wolves seem doable. I don't know about the kangaroo-elk, but I like where your mind's at. I like where your head's at. That's good. All right, buddy.
What is that? It's kind of like the jackalope.
Yeah, like the jackalope, but much bigger. Mm-hmm. Kind of in that same row. Which, by the way, that's probably one of the best combinations ever. Is a jackrabbit. Jackrabbit and the.
Did you have one on your wall?
No, I want one so bad. My grandpa used to have one up in our old cabin up north, and I don't know where it went. I think it just eventually just turned into dust.
So there's a story around it,
It's a real thing. Can I point out real quick, Hunter, we've done some like actual serious topics on this and gotten no phone calls. And when we talk about combining two random animals, we get phone calls.
You're absolutely right. Most phone calls we've ever.
I'm never doing a serious topic ever again.
Ever again.
We got some great answers on Facebook. Andy said a crow cat. It's kind of majestic looking.
A crow cat. A cat that has
crow wings. So it's a cat head with a crow body.
Hey, dude, there's a guy who like photoshops these on. Have you ever seen these pictures? He takes two animals and he photoshops them together. They're just crazy looking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you think about like trying to combine, what parts do you pick? Like, what are you going to pick, right?
I've seen one with like a shark head and like a bird body, but he does it perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, and
you imagine that, seeing that thing fly at you? That'd be terrible. Melissa said, one thing women don't want is a spider with a bird. A spider bird, that'd be kind of scary.
Oh, dude, flying spiders,
Let's see. Ben said a bulldog and a shih tzu. Classic. Let's see. Josh, a giraffe and duck-billed platypus. That'd be kind of funny if you did the duck bill on the giraffe and then the platypus tail, right?
Do the platypus tail, giraffe head.
Or your giraffe body, duck bill, platypus tail. That's what I would do. Mark said a pig frog. And he has a picture of it. I don't know where he got the picture of it. So that's pretty funny.
Imagine a pig, like a full-size pig with frog legs that could jump across the pen.
Well, this is it's kind of a terrifying. It's a piglet with a frog face. So imagine like that goofy frog face on a pig body. Let's see.
I still like the pink pig with frog legs.
Yeah, that was. I mean, that's good too. You see that thing hopping around? Then you could eat frog legs and get bacon.
There you go.
Right. See? That's a delicious meal right there.
Have you ever had frog legs?
Yes, I have. Once before. It tastes like chicken. It does. It's not that fancy. It's not that fancy. Josh Whitley said a sloth shark. That actually sounds pretty good.
The slowest shark. For 5 hours. Come on, I'm right here.
See, that's, I'd be fine. I would get into the ocean if I knew it was a bunch of slow-moving sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
That'd be fine. That's a great idea. Right now, they can, swim at 80 miles an hour and just, rip your leg right off?
Or how about just a full-blown shark, but it's got the sloth arms?
I don't know. How would you do that?
Pointless.
Shark body, sloth head? That'd be all right. Yeah. Okay. This is the stupidest thing. We've done a lot of stupid things on this show, Hunter. And I just, the fact that we've gone this long is...
We are all now dumber for head listening to it.
I feel like we've answered a lot of important questions here, guys. All right,
I award you no points, Brock.
God have mercy on your soul. All right, we'll be back.